Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And everyone should already understand the Lottery Commission's long list of wrongful and illegal acts. The Lottery Commission changed its administrative roles to help criminals rig the lottery. Most of these changes were made in direct contradiction to existing law. They directed contractors to send dozens of lottery machines to retailers without asking any questions. One of those retailers didn't even have a valid license to sell lottery tickets. This decision resulted in a guaranteed jackpot in 2023. The commission allowed a business entity named Rook Texas to collect proceeds of the $95 million jackpot. The commission lied to the legislature at a hearing by saying they could not regulate couriers. Later, the Lottery Commission announced that they could regulate lottery couriers once it became politically convenient. Additionally, the Texas lottery is a very regressive tax. And I've handed you a chart to show that what we're doing is we are funding the state on the backs of the poor with this regressive tax. And it's a good demonstration of the inverse relationship between personal income levies and participation in the lottery. Those of you who don't have the graph, what it shows is that the lower income areas are overwhelmingly supporting the lottery. The high income areas of the states barely play the lottery. So the money coming into the state from the lottery is coming from the lower income folks throughout the state. Education level and lottery participation are also inversely correlated, meaning less educated people are far more likely to play the lottery. So when we talk about the revenue raised by the Texas Lottery, we're talking about revenue raised to the detriment of those in our state who are the most vulnerable and least fortunate. But even though the Lottery Commission colludes with criminals to defraud Texas, and the lottery itself is a little more than a burden on most vulnerable people in the state, the Lottery Commission is also good at raising funds that benefit schools and veterans. These contributions amount to a little more than $2 billion in fiscal year 2023. So if there isn't enough of an appetite to get rid of the lottery outright, then this bill represents the next best thing: moving oversight of the lottery operation to TDLR and dissolving the Lottery Commission. The bill includes a limited scope sunset review of the state lottery that must be concluded by August 31st, 2027. This will allow sunset staff to evaluate and recommend whether to continue the state lottery. Unless continued, the state lottery will be abolished on December 1st, 2027. This would not include the bingo program, which would not be subject to abolishment under this provision. In this version of the bill, retailers are prohibited from selling more than 100 lottery tickets to a player in a single transaction, and I plan to offer floor amendments to make a retail subject to a Class B misdemeanor for violating this provision. The introduced version of the bill also ensures that TDLR will enforce prohibitions on playing the lottery over the internet. Right now, the bill says that will result in a Class C misdemeanor. I have an amendment will raise that to a Class A misdemeanor. The bill also includes a provision that says no appointed member of the Texas Commission of Licensing and Regulation, CCLR, can serve if they have ever been convicted of a felony or any crime of moral turpitude. The bill creates a new lottery advisory committee to provide guidance to CCLR. It will be made up of members of the public, licensed sales agents, interest groups with differing views on how the lottery is operated, and entities that benefit from the lottery. The advisory committee members cannot be compensated for their participation, but can be reimbursed for reasonable expenses incurred during their service. I plan to offer another amendment to ensure that the lottery advisory committee meetings are fully open to the public. TDLR's Financial Crimes Intelligence Center will also have the discretion to identify and respond to criminal activity related to the state lottery and charitable bingo. As for the dissolution of the Lottery Commission, the dissolution will occur on December 1st, 2025. The rules adopted by the Lottery Commission will remain in effect until they are amended or replaced by TCLR. All license or permits issued by the Lottery Commission remain in effect as if TDLR issued them. All contracts, leases, assets, and obligations of the Lottery Commission will be transferred to TDLR. The Lottery Commission's budget will also transfer to TDLR. As for the Lottery Commission employees, the introduced version of the bill includes a provision that says TDLR must first consider applicants who are employed by the Lottery Commission when hiring employees to manage the lottery department. I have some thoughts on that, and I don't think that the Lottery Commission's leadership should be considered for employment. Preferential consideration to employees who were not involved in the Lottery Commission's activities that got us into this mess are fine. Those other employees have done a fine job and are probably the best people to continue the lottery's day-to-day operations. I have other changes I plan to induce as floor amendments. First I want to make will be some technical cleanups. Ticket purchases can only be made in persons at licensed retail stores. Retail stores must have a Lottery Commission-approved age verification process at the point of sale. Tickets can only be purchased in retail store during normal business hours. All new rules and rule modifications must be in full compliance with Texas statutes. The amendment will remove the preference for current lottery employees. And in the Finance Committee meeting, Senator Bencourt talked about how the Lottery Commission would benefit from having commissioners with backgrounds in law enforcement, legal affairs, and finance, and assuming the new advisory board members also have previous experience with lottery operations. I think the new advisory committee will benefit from members with these backgrounds. The Second Amendment will clarify two penalties. A violation of Section 466.254 is a Class A misdemeanor. This section prohibits vendors, lottery operators, and officers of the commission and their families from purchasing lottery tickets. And a violation of 466.255 is be a Class B misdemeanor. This is a new section that prohibits purchasing more than 100 tickets in a single transaction. Action. Third, an amendment that promotes more transparency than the file version. The Lottery Division is prohibited from using email or document tracking software that automatically deletes without a prompt from the user. And all documentation, including emails, must be preserved for at least 18 months. And comprehensive minutes from all formal and informal meetings between Lottery Division personnel will be posted on the Lottery Division website for 10 years. This posting must include, as at a minimum, purposes of the meeting, minutes of the meeting, names of attendees and their business associations. The last amendment will add necessary rules. Ticket redemption can only be made by an actual person. The person must complete an IRS compliant form that is complete and independently verified by the commission. There must be a hard limit of 5 lottery ticket printing machines at any single location. And the state auditor must conduct an annual comprehensive audit of all lottery division actions. Each audit must specifically identify any lottery actions or activities that differ from previous audits. And TDLR must prohibit extension of the current contract and issue a new RFP for a vendor on September 1, 2025. This section of the code would be enacted immediately if we have a two-thirds vote. and the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and speaker of the house are automatically TDLR approved inspectors of any lottery operator or retailer. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.